You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to The Wire. Now it is time for one of our regular segments where we chat with one of our most important minor parties about the hot topics of today and tomorrow. Today, Alex speaks with ex-deputy leader Brooke Van Velden about China's new cooperation agreements in the Pacific. They started off with a brief overview.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden.
Over the last week, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has been travelling around touring the Pacific Islands in the hopes that he could sign a wide-ranging security and economic interest deal between China and 10 different Pacific Island nations. Now, this is a huge concern to New Zealand because the benign strategic environment that we've had for the past few decades is clearly over. We've seen China want to have a stronger foothold in the Pacific with signing a security deal a few months ago with the Solomon Islands. We've seen Chinese warship off the coast of Australia just before the Australian election. And now a last-minute attempt to get into the Pacific to get a deal between the Pacific Islands and China. And I think we have to be very concerned in New Zealand about what this means for our future and the future of democracy in the region. Because if we look around the rest of the world, we're seeing that democracy, our values-based system where everybody has one vote, we have free and open elections, we have the ability to speak our minds, we have freedom of association. That's been under threat. Ukraine has been invaded by Russia. We see a lot of tension in the South China Sea between China and some smaller islands off the coast with Taiwan. We see tension in Hong Kong, and we see it in some of the South China Sea area. We're very concerned that the peace that we've had, the stability that we've had in our region, may be over, and we need to seriously up our game, be seen in the Pacific with our friends to show that we are still friends of the Pacific and we should be a leading democracy in the region.
So what does that approach look like for New Zealand in your mind in terms of us, that involves us going over more and showing a more human face? Could you just describe that approach in greater detail?
Well, I think one area that we do well is that with our foreign aid, we do send a lot of our foreign aid to the Pacific. And I think if we are to send foreign aid around the world, the Pacific is our first port of call. But what we have been missing is a human connection. You know, what China and the Chinese Communist Party can deliver to some of the Pacific Islands and what it's been hoping to deliver is money. And what we have in response is that we don't have as much money as China, but we do have human connection. We do have family members who are from the Pacific. We have a lot of history together. And what we've done is a disservice during COVID. So for the last 2 years, we have closed our borders to our closest friends in the Pacific. RSE workers haven't been able to come through the border, work in New Zealand, and send that money back home. I think that was wrong because China found a way to move in. So we need to get back into the ground there. The foreign minister should go to the Pacific. When the borders opened with the Cook Islands, for example, the Chinese foreign minister was over there within a heartbeat. And our foreign minister has not yet returned to the Cook Islands. We need to be present. We need to be reinstating those connections that we've lost over the last 2 years. But importantly, we need to show that we will be a leading presence for defence and security. So with the new Australian government that's been elected, we've seen that their foreign minister, within a few days of being elected, has been touring the Pacific. So we need our foreign minister to be boots on the ground in the Pacific, re-establishing those connections that you can't get via Zoom, but also working with our counterpart in Australia to say, how can we work together to have an interoperable defence force that can help police the Pacific?
In the past, New Zealand has had a relatively close relationship with China, and that includes on Pacific issues. You know, we've collaborated on infrastructure and construction projects in the past. Do you see this new kind of diplomacy from China as different and warranting a different approach from New Zealand, something that's less collaborative?
I think what we've seen is China has moved into the Pacific for a strategic goal that China has for their own, expansion around the world and wanting to be a greater military presence. The agreement that was signed with the Solomon Islands was seriously concerning as it allowed for a security deal and the ability to have a military presence in the Pacific. The idea of the Chinese Communist Party being in the Pacific is nothing new. If you look at the Cook Islands as an example, they've had an agreement since 1997 that's seen the courthouses, the education system, infrastructure projects being funded by China. We need to know that we can also be present in the Pacific, and we should be working with our close friends in Australia to have an interoperable defence force to show that we will be there if threats and security threats are there in the Pacific to keep people safe. But we also need to be boots on the ground. We need to show that our strategic advantage as a region is to be friends with each other. And I think we have really been missing, and for some reason, taking our friends in the Pacific for granted, and in some cases, completely insulting them. I mean, if you look at the Labor Party's most recent move in the Pacific, it was simply to create a new gender equality person in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Louisa Wall, and all that was to get rid of an ex-Labor colleague that the rest of the Labor Party seemed to want to remove from Parliament. It had nothing to do with peace and prosperity in the Asia-Pacific region. And I think we really need to get back to basics, focus on peace and security in our area. Otherwise, we will be under threat, as we've seen democracy be under threat around the world.
And when you're talking about extending those relationships, you mentioned the fact that that involves greater use of our defence forces along with Australia's. What else does that mean? And what do you mean by greater defence cooperation with Australia?
Well, greater defence cooperation with Australia means that we should up our defence spend to around 2% of GDP. So that would be an increase of billions of dollars over what we're currently spending, to bring us in line with what Australia currently spends on defence, because I don't think we've been pulling our weight. And if we cannot work as a team with Australia to have an interoperable defence force and work together for peace and security, there is no hope that we would be able to defend ourselves and the Pacific area by ourselves. So I think we need to work as a team to show that if the Pacific does come under threat at any point, we will be there to pull our weight, not just as a country, but as a team. I think that's very important for the future of democracy in our region, but for the future of peace and security and all the values that we want to see us live under as a country. And I think we have to have a serious conversation in the years going ahead about what do we actually want to be as a country. Do we want to be one where everybody has equal rights, everybody has human rights, everybody has the ability to vote in a free election? We have the ability to speak our minds freely, the ability to go to political meetings. These are not rights that are easily found in China under the Chinese Communist Party. They are not easily found in countries that are under threat from authoritarian regimes. And I think we need to be closer to our traditional allies and to push back against countries that may say that those values are not values that are needed in the world going forward.
That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.
That was Alex speaking with ex Brooke Van Velden about China's new cooperation agreements in the Pacific.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.